Have you ever been in a season of life where things are just going really well? You have your flow down. You're getting the things done that are important, like your workout and you're eating well and you're getting the right amount of sleep. You're having quality friend time, all the things. And then something changes. It could be a big thing like a relationship or kids or change of job or a move. It could also be something small, like maybe your kids started to play an after-school sport, or your work hours changed, who knows? But that perfect flow is not so perfect. You're not sure how you're going to get everything done and where things are going to fit into your schedule, and it just starts to feel really stressful. What do you do? That's what I want us to talk about today. Some tips for how to navigate these seasons, and also just how to prepare for them, because they shouldn't be a surprise for us. Life is a constant change that we are to adapt to. And so I just want to help you through these seasons and adjusting so that they don't feel so stressful. You're still honoring your priorities and you are able to adapt quicker and get done the things that are important to you. So let's go ahead and dive in. Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. I was talking with my best friend recently, and she's just going through a lot of life changes. And it was so amazing to hear, because although it can cause a lot of stress from experience personally, and I'm sure you can relate, change can be good, but it is still change, and we get used to our normal. So as she was sharing about the changes, you could definitely hear the stress and the anxiety and the overwhelm and just all the things. And so I let her finish, and I want to first stop and say that when she was done, before we jumped into all the things and talking about them and planning and just adapting, we both acknowledged that in the change are so many blessings. So for her in particular, between work and her family is growing, and that is just such a blessing in itself. She's got some little ones and their schedules are changing. Her work is changing and responsibility load, as well as increased pay. And she is just so passionate about what she does. Similarly for her husband, who does require travel, it's a lot. It's a lot of good, but it also is a lot to adapt for change. And so we acknowledge the good, and that's what I want to encourage you. Before we get into the practicals, change is hard because we do get used to our normal, but even if you don't see it at first, I encourage you to look for the good, because that will help you not to resent the change. That will help you to embrace it and to really want to find a way to make it work, assuming that it's good change for you, your family, your life, your goals, etc. Because if we're resenting the change, that resentment makes it really tough to try and adapt in a positive way, because otherwise we're looking for reasons that whatever caused the change is negative, and we want to go back to the comfort of what we knew. So that aside, I want to talk about practicals. When we're in these seasons of change, and when things start to get stressful and we feel anxious and we just don't know what to do and it doesn't feel like we can get it all done, there's some things that I have learned over the years, and I want to pass that along to you. And first, before we jump into that, I want to say part of it is acknowledging that life happens. So similar to our years and our seasons, wherever you live, I personally am in Florida, so we get a little less season change than elsewhere, but we know that it goes spring, summer, fall, winter, and you plan accordingly. Spring is beautiful. I love the spring. I love having the warm temperatures during the day and still needing a light sweater at night. Summer is quite hot, and I am especially grateful for air conditioning. But then you know that fall's coming, which is similar to spring in temperature changes, although obviously the leaves and trees look different, and fall tells you that winter is coming, so brace yourself. But after winter comes spring, and it's cyclical. We know after this comes this, etc. We know what to expect, and it allows us to plan. So that's how I want you to look at your life. We start to recognize the signs of change, and we can start to plan for it. And so that could look like, for me personally, at my job, I know the seasons of work that are more demanding. I know when the hours are crazier and events and workloads. And so for me, that causes stress and anxiety, but that not as much lately because I plan for it. Like I know, hey, the fourth quarter, the first quarter, and the second quarter are especially busy. So I need to adjust. I need to not act surprised. I need to not let my stress and anxiety rise like this is new to me and I had no idea this was going to happen. So me learning that lesson let me start to lay a foundation to plan for it. So I change my schedule some. I delegate more. I also realize that I can't do everything in every season. So those are some things that I want to talk about are in your seasons of change, whether it's temporary or permanent, you need to know what are your top priorities? Like what are your non-negotiables? And you need to write them down. And those are the things that no matter what you're saying, I'm going to get these things done. They're going to get time on my calendar and in my schedule, no matter what. And once you have those identified, everything else is really a perk. If I have time, or if something got canceled, or if I have some extra energy, like those things then can get done. But no matter what, my top priorities and my non-negotiables, they are going to happen. So once you have those identified, then you need to figure out who do you need to communicate with. So going back to the example of my best friend, as we were talking about a plan, it really also came down to communication. You need to have a plan to talk to your husband regularly. And that can be different for everybody. So for example, for her and for them, it works out better to do it weekly because not every week for them looks the same between travel, between the kids, between hours that you might need to stay late at work or have meetings, etc. So it's like at the beginning of every week, looking at your calendar and talking about who's going to be picking up the kids? Who's going to be doing dinner? Are we going to have dinner prepped over the weekend so it's not stressful during the week? Who is going to do the laundry or whatever? Make lunches, all the things. What nights can I work late? What nights can I plan to have some extra meetings or get done things that I have to get done, but I can't do regularly, maybe on the days that I'm picking up the kids. So by planning that, it also can help you stack your schedule as well as workouts. Maybe there's a day or two that you can go in late. And so that allows you to get your workout done or your lunch break is flexible. Whatever it might look like, it just is communication so the two of you can plan. And especially if your spouse or significant other travels, that's a whole nother piece to the puzzle of planning. When are you in town? When are you not? How do I need to adjust my schedule if we have kids? Who can I ask for help? Do we have family local where maybe they could get the kids? Or if I pick up the kids, they can be home and be getting dinner ready while I'm doing my workout or wrapping up some paperwork, whatever it is. These are all just examples, but communication is a huge piece of it because the best laid plan, unless you're single and you don't have to answer to anybody in regards to your schedule, communication is huge because otherwise it's like the left hand doesn't know what the right is doing. And so it can easily cause frustration and miscommunication. And on top of change and busy schedules and regular stresses of life, you want to be in sync with your partner as much as possible. And that happens through communication and making a plan and just being on the same page of what to expect and especially when you have a family, how that's going to look to make sure that you're feeling supported and as a team and the kids are getting taken care of and the important things to both of you are getting done. Now, on the other hand of that is identifying what's not important, right? One person might think, oh my goodness, my house is a mess. I need to get it together so my spouse doesn't get frustrated or whatever. But then you talk with your spouse and they're like, the house is fine. The kids are fed and they're healthy. We both have had a busy few weeks of work. Like, we'll get to the house. We have clean clothes. We have meals prepped. Like, what are the priorities? And that's part of being in sync, because what you think is important to the other, they might have no problem pushing off and they don't even see it, because what is important and the main thing to both of you is getting taken care of. Now, aside from this communication and laying out all your top priorities, a big piece is also being flexible. I mean, whether you're in a perfect flow or not, flexibility in your schedule and in life is just something that always needs to be present, because you can have the best laid plan. You can be on the same page and communicating and have a great calendar that's laid out and all of it. And then you get a curveball and you have no idea where it came from, how you're going to adapt. And it's just like, well, we need to be flexible. So that's part of also communicating, is knowing, you know what, this stuff I can push off, or this stuff can get done later, or you know what, I'm really going to need to call in some reinforcements. So whatever it is, just knowing too that flexibility has to be a part of the plan, because it will be needed, and hopefully not regularly, but you're going to have to be able to adapt and know that everything you have laid out for the day, some of it might have to get pushed off, or you might have to stay up a little later, wake up a little earlier the next day. But flexibility is just something that we're not all great at, but it is important to learn how to be better for your own sanity and peace. And then another piece of this that is really helpful, like we talked about during the communication portion, is tag teaming. I think part of it, as we get older and get in relationships and have a family, is we just feel like we need to be doing it all. If we don't do it, then it's not going to get done. And that is such an unhealthy mindset. And that also is selling the other person short. So tag team lets you realize and remember that you're a team and that you're taking care of your household and your family, and your kids can help too. It's not just stuff that parents have to do because you're the adult. You can give your kids tasks. It's actually extremely healthy, and that's probably a whole episode in itself. But realizing that they're part of the family too, and it helps them to contribute and have responsibility and realize that it's not just up to mom and dad to do everything, as well as other family and friends. I know that I love picking up my nieces and nephew from school. I love being able to pick up my best friend's kids from school, because it lets us have quality one-on-one time and it helps out the parents. So don't be afraid to let in friends and family to help you. It doesn't always have to be you or your spouse doing everything. And along with tag teaming comes delegation. I know I have done episodes on this, but I am so passionate about it, is letting other people do things. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. Trust me, I can clean my house. I can mow my lawn. I can do other things. I just choose not to, because for a good price and for saving the time that I can then use elsewhere, either coaching a client or working on things that only I can work on, like projects and just creating, it's worth it. So if you enjoy doing it, then do it. That can be part of your unplug time, unwind time, just recharge time. But if you don't enjoy doing it, let somebody else pay the price. Make sure it is within your budget and it's a good price, but bless and release, and use that time wisely elsewhere. Maybe that's your date night time. Maybe the only time you can go on a date is normally when you would be mowing the lawn. And so it's like, you know what? I'm going to ask a neighbor kid, let them earn a little extra money. And that is the time that I'm going to be able to have with my spouse, or being able to have a one-on-one time with the kids, or do my workout, whatever it is, whether it's work-related, personal, you have to decide what your priorities are, and you have to realize and accept that you shouldn't be doing everything yourself. And honestly, you can't do it all. So figure out what only you can do. Also figure out what you enjoy. Figure out how that fits with your life and family and partner and what they can do, what they enjoy, and then what's left. What can you delegate? So it'll still get taken care of because it's important and it won't get missed or forgotten or fallen through the cracks, but allows you extra time to do something that you say is on your top priority list. And then the rest, you just have to bless and release. The final piece really is realizing seasons are just that. They will change. So if you have littles at home, enjoy it because they grow up fast and it might feel crazy right now. It might feel like you're not sleeping. It might feel like there's always toys everywhere or shoes, whatever it is. It is a blessing because there will be a day when that stuff is not there. And you never know when that's going to happen. And you're going to look back and wish you actually enjoyed it and embraced it a little bit more. And you didn't spend as much time doing the dishes or that extra load of laundry, which you probably didn't enjoy anyways, unless you're like my mom who actually does enjoy laundry. And I'm grateful because she helps me do mine. But just bless and release because the next season will look different and you'll adjust accordingly. You might have a little extra time during the day or at night or in the morning, whatever it is. And you can add more into your schedule then. So right now, lay out your top priorities, communicate with those in your life that are affected by your schedule and are also a part of it so you guys can be on the same page, making sure you get everything done that is important to both of you. Be flexible because life is full of curveballs. Don't be afraid to tag team because you should not do it all. You can't and you shouldn't think that you can, and that's a whole stress and anxiety piece in itself. Delegate. That is extremely important. And if you haven't heard the past episodes on that, please go back and listen. And then bless and release and be at peace because this is a season. You're going to get through it and you're going to find your flow. Now, I know there are also people who feel like they have been in these change of seasons for a while and they just haven't been able to figure it out. I'm here for you. So join the Facebook group, ask your questions. I am in there regularly, so I get notifications. I love to chat with you. You can also find me on social media, Shannon Marquita, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-M-A-R-Q-U-E-T-A. And you can direct message me and we can chat that way as well. And also remember that you can go on my website and book coaching sessions. They're one-on-one. We talk about whatever it is that you need to talk about. So if you need to figure out what your schedule should look like, if you need to figure out what can I cut, what can I shift, what can I add? I'm really struggling with habits. I'm struggling with communication and just getting all the things done. Whatever it looks like, it's never the same for any two people because you don't have the same schedules. But whatever your piece is that you want to talk through and work through, go on my website, book a one-on-one. You'll see the calendar options and we will get through this and make a plan together so you can feel more confident in this season, have more peace, and honor your top priorities. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. What is important to you? What do you want and need to get done? And how can you have peace of mind with lower stress and less anxiety and still feel like you are present and enjoying your life? So I love you guys and I will talk to you soon.
If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N-M-A-R-Q-U-E-T-A. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly.com/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.